Is Ottawa's alternative rock live 88.5? It's 8:20. I'm Catfish Morgan, and every couple of weeks we talk with Jim Bray, our live 88.5 car crasher. We get his audio auto reviews. You can find the written word at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. Hey, Jim.
Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about the Lexus CT200H. That's a hybrid, I presume.
It is a hybrid, and that's really a darn shame because it's a nice little car. It's kind of their entry-level car, even though it's the one that I came managed to come in at $38,000.
Wow!
But that's because it had had $5,000 worth of options. The premium package, which includes bigger wheels and the 6-disc CD changer and things and that kind of thing. But it's a really nice little car. It kind of looks almost like the Toyota Matrix, as if somebody dropped a heavy weight on it because it looks lower.
Okay.
Looks a little wider, and it's actually quite a handsome little vehicle and very, very nice to drive, except that it's only available as a hybrid. And, it's 1.8-liter four-cylinder, but you'd never know it to drive it because I guess if you want to get into an entry-level Lexus that is a hybrid and going to save you some money on gas, and this is a nice thing to do, but I wish they'd drop a little turbo 4 in it and make it a little highway screamer too, because it would be a wonderful little car if they did that.
Are we getting to the point where we should be comparing hybrids, because they seem to be in their own category, as in, I don't know, underpowered or underwhelming?
Well, there are a lot of them like that. I think most of them are like that, but I have driven three hybrids that I can think of that weren't like that. One of them was the Lexus the GS.
Okay.
And that was a pretty compelling ride, although it still had the continuously variable transmission, which every time I drive one of them, I like them less. They just feel really weird, and sometimes they're very noisy.
Right.
But the other two hybrids I've driven that you really don't pay any penalty for, except for the extra cash to get in, were the Infiniti M, where they have a six-cylinder hybrid in that, and it's kind of positioned in price and performance between the basic six-cylinder and the V8.
Right.
And that was a really nice car, except for all the electronic nannies you can't shut off. The other one was the Porsche Cayenne S hybrid, and apparently they also have a Panamera hybrid that I haven't had a chance to drive yet. But anyway, this Porsche hybrid, again, it feels just like a Porsche, and as with the Infiniti, they've kind of slotted it right between the regular V6 and the SV8. So the performance is in there, the price is in there, and if you're driving that thing, the only way you'd know it's a hybrid is because it says hybrid on it.
Wow. Right.
Yeah.
Very good. Jim Bray, our live 88.5 car crasher, his audio auto reviews this morning on the startup. We'll talk about the new Passat that you got a chance to drive in just a moment. It's Ottawa's alternative rock, live 88.5, and the live 88.5 startup.
Temperatures -6 in Ottawa.
Live 88.5 car crasher Jim Bray gets to try out all kinds of great new cars, and you can find the written reports at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine. What's next, Jim?
Well, I'll talk about the new Volkswagen Passat. I mean, this is their, I guess you'd call it their Camry, their Accord class car.
Right.
Brand new for 2012. They've made it bigger. They've made it, I'm not really going to say that they made it more luxurious, because, I mean, you can option it up to make it more luxurious, but I guess you could call it like a large Jetta, I mean, except that they've really gone, not really upmarket, but upsizing it. I was driving behind a previous generation Passat while I had this thing, and it seemed like it was about half as wide again. I mean, I'm exaggerating, but
right.
It does feel like a much larger car, but it's terrific. I really like this new Passat. I mean, I've started to become a real sucker for Volkswagens anyway. I hadn't driven any in my life until about 3 years ago, and ever since then, with the possible exception of the Beetle, every Volkswagen I've driven has been a really nice vehicle. And this Passat, I mean, I would buy this thing. It starts at only $25,000. And, full-size family car, like I said, Accord Camry class, comes standard with a 2.5-liter five-cylinder inline engine, which is basically the same one you would get if you bought a Jetta, et cetera.
Right.
And it moves along quite nicely. It's about 170 horsepower, which is not huge, but it's, nearly enough. 177 foot-pounds of torque, burning, regular unleaded gas.
Right.
But, again, it's comfortable. It's nice to drive. It has a fantastic interior. Volkswagen, I think, does some of the best interiors. They're just so well laid out, so straightforward. Just fantastic. The only complaint I had about it, I've had two. I had the one with the 2.5 liter 5.
Right.
I also had the diesel. And the only complaint I had about it was that I thought it was just a little soft in the suspension department. If you maybe tweaked some stiffer shocks in there or something, you'd have a really fine ride. On the base one, I had the 2.5 liter engine. That one had the, it was called the Comfort Line, which is kind of the middle trim level.
Yeah.
And then it had the technology package and the sport package added to it. And that gave you really great driver and front passenger seats. They call them sport seats, and I guess they're sporty enough.
Yeah.
They're power. They hold you in nicely. They're very comfortable. Also, 18-inch alloy wheels and paddle shifters for the transmission, which is
nice.
Great.
Wow.
I love paddle shifters. Also, just a little bit of a rear spoiler on the edge of the trunk that just finishes it off nicely. It's small, it's unpretentious, very, very nice. Of course, the diesel didn't have that, and it just looks kind of like it looks more like a rump.
Now, this is competing with what other brands, Jim?
Well, I would say it's going head-to-head with the Camry. It's going head-to-head with, I would say, the Maxima, the Honda Accord, Kia Optima, the Hyundai Sonata.
Mm.
And... boy, you know, I mean, those are some really nice cars.
Yeah.
This is a crowded market niche that has a lot of great vehicles in it. But I think I would put this right up there with any of them. And affordable. I mean, I told you it started around 25 grand. And,
yeah.
And the one that I had that was, you know, optioned up, the technology package and the sport package, it still only came through at
32.5. Wow.
I mean, I can remember paying... within a few years ago, like 45 grand for cars like this, and you still can.
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of car for the money, and it's a terrific car.
Good stuff. Thank you, Jim Bray. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Jim Bray, our Live 88.5 car crasher, and you'll find his written reports at live88.5.com. Click on the startup engine.
Ottawa traffic on Live 88.5.
This traffic update is for your local...